right. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the IANA Stewardship Transition Planning for Implementation session. My name is Trang Nguyen, Senior Director of Strategic Programs. I'm going to be leading the implementation efforts for the IANA Stewardship Transition. And I'm just going to introduce the panel here, and then we'll get started. To my left is Akram Atala, as you know, who's president of the Global Domains Division. He's recently, in addition to his role as president of the Global Domains Division, has taken on the responsibility for the successful implementation of the transition. And we have at the end there David Conrad, who's our CTO. To my right is a member of the transition implementation team, Yuko Green, manager of strategic programs. And then at the far end is Christina Flores, manager of operations for the new GTLD program, who's assisting us with remote participation today. Thank you, Christina. So our goal for this session today is to share with you some of the planning work that we've done in preparation for implementation. Before we start, Akram, did you want to say anything?
Thank you, Trang, and thank you all for coming. I think the plan is to present a few slides and then open it up for Q&A. So hopefully we will give enough time to take questions and give you an opportunity to tell us what you think and how we could do the job better. I wanted just to touch on the few principles that we're working with. Our goal is to figure out how the best way to implement the proposals that are approved by the NDIA. We are doing some prep work, and we will do as much in the prep work as we can so that we can maximize our chances of success, so we don't wait for the last minute to start doing everything. Right now we're in what we call a very early phase of looking at the requirements from the different communities on what they want us to report on and how they want to make sure that we're working in lockstep with each other, that when we finish the implementation, it's not something that we drop on them and then they say, okay, now review time, and after the review time, go back and fix these things. So we want to make sure that there is a progress where we're in lockstep together and the work that we're doing is actually what they wanted us to do, so that we're done, we're actually done. I'll leave Trang to talk about some of this and the schedule, but our main concern is to meet the requirements of the community once proposals are approved, and make sure we get it done in a timely way so that we can meet the September 30th deadline, and also do it all in a very transparent way, where we're reporting not only to the communities that developed the proposals, but the community at large. And we have some ideas on what to present, how to present it, and we're very happy to take comments on these as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Akram. So real briefly, in terms of a lay of a land, if you would, for the transition, there are three phases to the transition, as you know. Phase one is the current phase that we're in, which is the proposal development phase. Phase two is the NTIA and USG review phase, which we think is going to be approximately 5 months. And then phase three of the transition is the implementation phase, and currently we're estimating that we would need a minimum 4 months. The September 30th date that you see there is the date that the IANA contract will expire. So how that maps to our implementation, which is on the bottom half of this slide, is that during the phase one, the proposal development phase, we're in an administrative prep phase. And we'll talk a little bit more in a few minutes about what that means. Once we have a little bit more clarity in terms of the requirements that are in the proposal, which is phase two, we can do a little bit more substantive work. We can create more detailed project plans, more detailed timelines, and start to do some of the pre-work that we can do during that phase without crossing over to implementation. And then, obviously, after the proposals are certified and approved by NTIA, then we would then be able to implement all of the required elements of the proposals during the implementation phase. So let's take a closer look at the administrative prep phase. Next slide, please. Primarily during this phase, we're doing three things. We're identifying projects based on the current proposals. We're creating a high-level timeline of what we need to do. And then we're engaging with the community to better understand their reporting and oversight needs, as Akram mentioned. Next slide, please. So in terms of the projects that we have identified, you know, we've 14 projects. We've identified 14 projects, and we have mapped these across three implementation tracks. The colors are to separate the tracks. Track one is what we're calling Root Zone Management System, or RZMS. And those include the projects relating to the changes to the RZMS to remove the root zone administrator role and the parallel testing of those systems, as well as the contract with the or agreement with the root zone maintainer. It also includes work relating to the RZMS changes to accommodate the SLEs that naming communities requirements. So that's track one of our implementation work. Track two of our implementation work includes projects relating to the post-transition IANA entity and the requirements from the three operational communities. So those include projects, as you see, number one under the orange box there is the CWG stewardship SLAs and the implementation around that. The second item is the numbers SLAs that's currently being discussed right now. And number three is everything relating to the establishment of the PTI structure, including the PTI budget, the board, the PTI board, you know, all of the infrastructure that's required, the ICANN and PTI, you know, everything relating to the establishment of that PTI. Number four is operationalizing the customer standing committee that was a requirement under the UG's proposal. It's a committee that would be monitoring the ongoing operations of PTI, ongoing performance of PTI. Project under the PTI track is to operationalize the RZMS Standing Committee. That's a committee that would provide advice to the IT board relating to any RZMS structural or operational changes. Number six would be operationalizing the escalation mechanism for the PTI structure. Those are mentioned in the CWG proposal as well. And number seven is relating to the review and our documenting relationships with, you know, the IETF and the RIRs. And then number eight is the work relating to the IANA IPR. That's the second track. Our third track is the accountability track, and that includes all of the work relating to the CCWG proposal, which for right now is captured under project number one there. It's just a big placeholder as that proposal is not yet finalized. And then number two under the accountability track is the work relating to the updates of ICANN bylaws and values and missions. In addition, we've identified some projects that would take place, you know, after the transition. These are what we view as not necessary for the transition to occur. And those work includes operationalizing the IANA function review, or IFR. The IFR in and of itself will be reflected in the ICANN bylaws, but operationalizing IFR is something that we'll work on post-transition. The other project that we will work on post-transition is operationalizing the separation cross-community working group. That group would only be formed in the event of a special IFR that would occur. So we believe the CWG proposal also includes a mention of a study that they like to look into doing post-transition relating to whether or not there is a need to increase the robustness of the operational arrangements for making change. And then number fourth is a blaze holder for any work relating to continuous review after the transition. And then in terms of timelines, high-level timeline, this is a high-level timeline that we've developed for the 14 projects that I just talked about. Let me explain the color coding a little bit. The color coding that you see here maps to the three tracks that was on the slides ago. So the blues is everything relating to the RZMS track. The orange is everything relating to the PTI track, and the teal color at the bottom relates to the accountability track. So in terms of the RZMS track, we've made the most progress there to date. We've started to make changes to some of the RZMS in order to remove the root zone administrator role. So that work is underway. That will be completed by the end of January of 2016. Upon its completion, we can start the parallel testing process. Additionally, we are also working on making changes to the code changes to the RZMS system to accommodate the SLE's requirements that are in the CWG proposals. So those changes are anticipated to be completed by the end of the first quarter of next year. After that, we'll be able to start collecting metrics, and that's what you see is reflected in the first orange line there. That work picks up where the blue line ends. Now, we've had some additional conversations with the CWG SLE design team, and we are going to try to provide them with some data sooner than April of 2016, so then that work can start earlier. This timeline, obviously, does that, because that's very recent conversations that we've just had with the CWG. And I skipped over one line on the blue section. There is the agreement root zone maintainer. We're currently also under discussions with VeriSign regarding this agreement. That work is anticipated to be done by around March. Once we have an agreement, it will be published for public review. As far as to the work for the second track, the PTI track, as you can see from this timeline, the majority of the work is slated to occur once the proposal is finalized. The couple of things that we have started doing are the escalation mechanisms and the documenting relationships. So let me cover each one of those. With regards to the escalation mechanisms, what we've done is we've started to take a closer look at the existing IANA complaint and escalation mechanisms and reviewing those against what's in the CWG proposal currently to see what differences there are so that we can have a better idea of what we would need to implement down the road. So that work has started. It's very early on. We've started to look at it. With regards to documenting relationship, we've worked with the IETF on updating the Memorandum of Understanding, the MOU, and the SLA document. That work has started, and we've made good progress there. We're also currently discussing with the numbers community with regards to the SLAs. So there's some work that's been done there as well. Moving on to the third track, which is the accountability track, the work that has started there is the bylaws drafting. One thing to note about the bylaws drafting is that the bylaws are not required to be transmitted to NTIA with the proposal. As part of NTIA certification process, they also need to certify that the bylaws have been adopted. So, in fact, you have a little bit of a wiggle room in that after the proposal is transmitted to NTIA, you have some time to go through our process of finalizing the bylaws and then putting them out for public comment and then having the ICANN board formally adopt those bylaws before we send them to NTIA for their certification. And I know I'm going through this a bit fast, but we'll have some time at the end for any questions. Relating to engagement with the community, which is the last bit of item of what we want to accomplish during the administrative prep phase, what we've done is we've been having conversations with the operational communities, the ICG and the CCWG, to better understand the oversight and reporting needs. And we've had some really good conversations this week to gain some additional clarity on what their intended roles are going to be during the environments maybe. So it's been very good conversations, and we hope to continue those. What we like to do is shortly after the ICANN 54 to Dublin meeting, what we plan to do is launch a dedicated webpage to providing you with updates relating to any implementation activities. So that we're committed to doing that fairly shortly after this Dublin meeting. And then on an ongoing basis, we are committed to providing the community with visibility into status and progress. And how we plan to do that is we're intending to hold a monthly webinar whereby we will be providing regular status updates on how the implementation activity is going, as well as giving insight into what some of the upcoming activities may be. There is a monthly SOAC leader call that the ICANN policy group runs, and that is an additional opportunity for us to also provide status relating to Asian to that group. And some of the other things that we're doing is things like biweekly blog posts to give some additional insight into how the implementation is progressing. And we are planning on building out, a dedicated space on our ICANN website to continually provide you with weekly as well as biweekly and monthly reporting and statusing on the implementation. In terms of internal coordination, Alyssa, I see your hand is up. Is this relating to what I just covered, or do you want to wait until the end, or do you want to ask your question now? Okay. I only have like three more slides. Could we wait until the end and we'll take questions? Thank you. In terms of internal coordination and managing the various activities, at a high level, how I envision us working is that we'll have an implementation coordination team that will basically be coordinating the various activities from various departments within ICANN. So for each of the project, it's going to require a cross-functional team within ICANN to execute. So we see our role is sort of coordinating the activities of those cross-functional teams, as well as coordinating with the community. And based on that coordination, we hope that we'll be able to build our detailed project and implement plans. The step that will follow that is obviously execution against those plans and then ongoing monitoring and reporting against the progress. In terms of project plans, for those of you that are familiar with project planning, this is just a basic project plan, but I just thought I'd share with you exactly what we're going to be doing in terms of building our project plans. We'll be obviously tracking the various tasks required to execute that project. We'll have a start date for each of the tasks and a completion date. We'll have predecessors or dependencies for each of the tasks, as well as who's assigned to do the task. And this is what we'll be statusing against on a weekly basis internally. My hope is that we're going to be able to share these project plans with you once they're built, just to give you transparency into, what we're going to be doing and the timing of when things are going to be done. And then this is just a more detailed look at the various reporting mechanisms that we envision we would be doing during the implementation phase. On the top, top right-hand corner, the SOAC SG RALO Leaders Conference call, that's the one that I had mentioned in terms of the call that the ICANN policy group manages on a monthly basis. We intend to provide a monthly update on that call. Next to that, the Transition Program Facilitation Meeting, that is an existing meeting that we have on a monthly basis that has been managed by Fadi and Teresa. We intend to start to provide implementation updates on those calls as well. We also plan on providing regular weekly updates to the community working groups, project plans, statusing against the project plans I mentioned. How we plan on doing that, is probably going to be via website or via conference calls, depending on what the needs of the community would be. As I mentioned, we're also planning on holding a monthly webinar, and that will be open to all to report on progress. And then we'll also be providing updates on the ICANN quarterly stakeholder calls. And the website I mentioned before is something that we'll be providing on an ongoing basis. So that ends the presentation portion of the session. So I'll open it up for questions. Lisa?
And could we go back to the... So I guess my question is a little bit about the framing of this, because for some of these items, there's already been a bunch of work in progress in the communities, which is not really here. And so what I'm wondering, so for example... on the IBR, there's lots of ongoing work as to the requirements and, you know, who needs to be having agreements with whom and so forth, and that's been ongoing for quite some time. Same thing around some of the documentation, the SLAs and so forth. So should we read this as this is the point at which ICANN will be ready to deal with these items, even if the community is ready sooner? Or, like, how I take this as this is when you think you will have the resources to do the various things and not reflective of what's going on in the communities? Or, you know, if I know Akram is nodding his head. So can you explain that discrepancy, given that this is clearly not the timeline for all of the work that's happening, but it's for some subset?
Thank you, Elisa. So just to clarify, if you look to the top, we have the three phases, prep, the planning, and the implementation. So administrative prep is really working with you on how you would like us to work together, what we need to do, all the prep that we can do in order that we hit the ground running. The time where you see this administrative prep is finished, this is where we expect the proposal to be finished. That's when we start our planning, because at that time, we have the proposal to know exactly what we need to work to, right? So once we know what we need to work to, then we can come up with the planning. Now, of course, these three phases don't fit every single item that we're working on. There are things that we know already, kind of what we're going to have and stuff, so we can do a little bit of work ahead of time. But in general, that's the concept. The concept is that the planning starts when the proposals are final and submitted to NTIA, and then the real implementation will start when the approval happens. Concepts that we have in the slide.
Okay, but just when you say we, I guess maybe that's where I'm getting tripped up a little bit, because if it was the big we, then things like LA and the IPR would be yellow back some number of months.
Yes. So it's basically the ICANN staff will start implementing doing their piece of the work, whether it's prep or planning or the
implementation. Any other questions? I see Yari.
Yarek, just commenting on the previous discussion a little bit. I think it's important to realize that there are many things that we're doing here, and some of the activities are actually on the operational communities. And I think almost everything touches ICANN's less IANA, but it might be the case, for instance, that with the IPRs, the operational communities should figure out what their requirements are and progress the work and figure out what the contracts will be. And there will be, ICANN's part in that as well, like figure out if the arrangements are acceptable. And then there's an implementation thing where, you know, if we do something with the domain names, you know, maybe there's some technical, or maybe there's no technical thing. That might also be the case, but it's possible that there would be. So it's a number of different things. So I don't want to discuss about this topic only on the point of view of the ICANN activities, because it also affects the rest of us, and that I think is going already ahead on many fronts, which is good, and obviously, like, we've done a lot of work with the SLA with you guys already, so not all in the future.
No, I agree, and it's very hard to explain all the work that's going on today. We're trying to explain really the handoffs to when we will start our pieces once the proposals are submitted, pretty much. And of course, there's a lot of work going on in the background on refining the SLAs, and even some of the things have been in the works already on some of the items here on the slide, especially in the first track, for example, where we've been asked. Us and VeriSign have been asked by NTIA to provide a secure and stable RZMS. We've done a lot more progress in that space as well. But I think the key thing here is that we're very mindful of the timeline. We are there are certain things that need clarity, and the clarity will not happen until the proposals are submitted. And there is approval that needs to happen before we can start implementation on certain things. And so this is some of the big picture stuff. And as the proposals are finalized, this will look a lot more detailed and a lot more refined, and we'll have more items that describe the work in more detail. And it's important to note that we're still working today on identifying the work that we can do in the planning phase versus the work that can do once the approval is done. We're identifying work that the board would like to do anyway that is not held up by the IANA transition, so that they want to do regardless of whether the transition happens or not. And these are things that we will be able to work on immediately as soon as the board gives us information, the ability to work on these things. So there is a lot of moving parts here, but we wanted to present you with the principles and how we're looking at the big picture and very high level. So things will get a lot more detailed as we get the proposal final.
Hello, my name is Pablo. I work for APNIC. APNIC is one of the registries for Asia Pacific. We don't deal a lot with the global domain names division, and it was surprised that we saw that you will be overseeing the whole implementation process. And it's very good to actually see some preemptive work in planning for the implementation, and it's really good to see all of this. My question is with regard to what you call the CRISP SLAs. I think it is SLA with the RIRs, and I would think that that would explain better that relationship. And I think there has been good progress about the SLA with the RIRs. There have been a couple of public comment periods. We have had some inputs from Conrad, from members of the board, and our actual sort of interlocutors with ICANN at this stage have been Adiel, and also, very importantly, Elise, who has also been participating a lot in the development and toward an agreement of the SLA. So my question is around our interlocutors and if the Global Domain Names Division will be an additional interlocutor with the RIRs in sort of getting the SLAs done. Just to clarify, the RIRs are very much willing to sign this SLA as soon as we can reach an agreement. And I just would like to know if you are being added as new interlocutors and how would that work?
So just to give you some perspective, IANA reports into the GDD. So from that perspective, you're talking to the same people, and the GDD reports into ICANN. So it's all the same, you know, it's all the same thing. What we're doing is really putting all of the projects in one place. Our goal is to make sure that there are no surprises, that everything is going on. As Trang mentioned earlier, this work is not going to be done by only the people sitting on the table. It's going to be done by a lot of people within ICANN. The goal is to make sure nothing falls through the cracks. We get to the, by the time we get to the approval, we have everything ready to go. Once thing is approved, we get everything done, and before the deadline, there are no things that we missed so that we don't miss out on the transition. There are a lot of people involved in a lot of different things. This is a big picture, tracking of the projects, you know, all of that stuff that you need to do to guarantee success when the time comes. When you're talking about the SLAs and stuff, it's going to be the same people doing the same thing that they've been doing. What might be is somebody might be additionally looking at it and saying, okay, is there a project here that needs to be finished? And if there is, how long will it take? Who are the resources to get it done? So somebody to back up the team that you're working with today, making sure that things get done and the right resources get allocated. So I wouldn't be worried about it that much.
And we are coordinating very closely with all of the efforts that Teresa has been leading and everyone involving with the transition so far, including Elise. So we're very coordinated internally. Greg?
Thank you. I understand your point about this being a high-level tracking, just in the spirit of full transparency so that there are no surprises, we noticed that the mustard coloured section that where the A project is being handled is described as the PTI. I think that's very clear in our community that our contract will be with ICANN and not with PTI. So I just want to make that statement. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the mustard represents more the ICG. This is where all the ICG projects are. And the green is where the CCWG items are.
Well, if there are no more questions, I'm going to go ahead and close the session. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Last call for questions. There's no questions in the chat. Right. Well, thank you, everyone.